This is David Duke. Only a Jewish-dominated media could get away with calling the Zionist murder and maiming of thousands of women and children as a, quote, fight against terrorism. In fact, Israel has murdered and maimed tens of thousands of non-Jewish women and children since its terrorist establishment of the Jewish Zionist state. Can anyone name even one Palestinian act of terror in the entire history of Israel that's even a fraction of the Zionist terrorism of 3,000 dead and maimed Palestinians, half of them women and children, in just the last 12 days? You say that you want to hunt down terrorists, Mr. Bush and Mr. Obama. The truth is that you dine with them. You bow before them like servile dogs, and you support sending these terrorist murderers billions of dollars worth of weapons of mass destruction. Only the Jewish-controlled media and Jewish-controlled American political system could label the Palestinians who have been driven out of their homes, murdered and maimed and tortured by the score, caged and locked in huge concentration camps called the West Bank and Gaza for decades, as, quote, terrorists. Starving Palestinians fight back with practically homemade weapons against a nation with one of the world's largest arsenals of weapons of mass destruction. And the Jewish media, controlled politicians, call those Palestinians terrorists. While Palestinian women and children are maimed, are murdered by the thousands, media pundits and Israeli spokesmen have the chutzpah to call this human carnage, quote, fighting terrorism, unquote, when of course the unleashed Jewish terrorism is a real terrorism on a far greater scale of human suffering and death than anything ever alleged against the ethnically cleansed and beaten and scourged Palestinians. The fact that the American government and most of the American media could support such inhumanity is a stain on the United States and a stain upon every citizen of this country. I love America, but I despise the federal government and the Jewish influence media that fuels it, a government that has become the true enemy of the great majority of the people of the United States of America, the founding majority, and an enemy to the people of the world who dare to stand up against the evils of Zionism and Jewish supremacism. My God, we must wake up now. If we don't, not only the Palestinians will continue to suffer, but we Americans will eventually suffer a similar fate. May God prevent that. And may God now be with the suffering men and women and children of Gaza.